This is Scott from Cutthroat Metalcast, heard on Metal Zone Radio. And again, we are still not sponsored by Cold Cock fucking Whiskey. I'm here, the guys of Till Dawn, formerly Till Dawn. Now they are Annual Affair, correct?
Yep.
All right, guys, let's do a roundabout thing. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Jordan. I'm the drummer.
I'm Aaron. I'm the bass player.
I'm Brent. I'm the rhythm guitarist and lead vocalist.
And I'm Alex, the lead guitarist.
Y'all don't have to look at the phone, you know. We're doing five questions of the Annual Affair. So we're just going to kind of throw out these questions and everyone's going to answer them. So, first question I'd like to ask every band, and it's just, I want an honest answer. If you were not in your band, would you be a fan of it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah? They're good music. It's unique. It's like, you know, I haven't heard a lot of bands that are like us.
Totally. I'm awesome.
Yeah. I write the stuff I like.
Honestly, half and half for me, only because it's very different from what I listen to. But
you listen to different. What's different about what you listen to?
I don't know. I like a lot of Misfits and old punk. It's completely different, you know.
Yeah. Just saw them recently. Did you go to that?
No, I really wanted to.
Oh, it was really good. Jerry sings. He's really good at singing. Oh. And I actually met him. Not as much as everybody else did, but I met him. All right. So the next one. All right. I didn't say that you guys were called Till Dawn. You're now called Annual Affair. Let's just get out there. Why did you guys decide to change your name?
Restart, you know, go big, go big or go home. Just restart it, start new, be grown-ups. Just try and get out there. Have a more professional name.
Yeah.
We just really want to reach out to people, you know, have them know us as Annual Affair, as just a brand new start, you know, start over, new songs, everything.
You guys would call yourselves Double A. Double A.
We're going to Double A. Same, just we wanted to start over. Till Dawn just didn't seem like what we wanted to stick with.
The new Jazzer keeps going Double A.
Yeah. Hey, it seemed kind of a very metal name, you know, and you guys are kind of more hard rock. I mean, I know you do a metal song, but you're kind of like that teetering thing between hard rock and metal, you know?
Yeah.
So Till Dawn's kind of a little more metal, or it could be, could screw like the Misfits, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that, where you think. So, all right, so number three, you know, you talked about how you wanted to be more grown up and this and that. Now, do you think being younger, being a younger band as you guys are, gives you more of an advantage, or is it more of a pain in the ass?
A little bit. It's kind of hard because, you know, we still got some people in high school. You know, we're all working and everything. But it's a little, maybe a little bit harder, but since we're getting out here earlier than most, a lot of the bands around here, we, you know, we're going to have more experience by the time we're their age.
We can definitely just move forward faster, maybe. Because younger, you know, younger minds, I think they move a little bit better, a little bit faster, learn faster, learn more from other bands that we're playing with.
Also, I want to add that, you know, since we're young, we're full of energy, play our hearts out every show.
And that's important, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to see people standing around doing nothing, because, I mean, if you're old, I can understand that. You're, like, you should be standing
around. I still got the energy to, like, follow.
Well, yeah, you're moving
exactly,
around, too,
man.
So.
I move as much as
a gotta go can. Crazy every show, man. It's not a show. Don't move around, you know?
Just don't do a Lars and get up from your drum and walk away from it, you know? Like,
I mean, I would only voice cover Metallica, you know?
Yeah. You need a wireless. That's what you need to invest
in.
Yeah,
get a wireless. I really do. Wireless everything.
But, I mean, you know, I understand. I mean, playing, you guys are younger, so you have a younger crowd. It's hard to do these 21 and up things, so.
It is real hard for that.
Because, you know, you want all your people to come. You guys probably get a lot more if you play all ages.
Yeah.
Thing.
I mean, but, I sneak them in when I can.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, this venue here doesn't seem to have too much of an issue, as long as they don't go to any other bar or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they're pretty cool about it. We never really had a problem. But the one important thing about being a younger band, I know, is you guys have to stick together.
Yeah.
Because think about this, when you're like 25, you're like, fuck, I've been in that band like 10 years now. You know? And there's a lot of people that can't say they've been in a band for that long.
Yeah.
You know, at all. So, all right, let's move on to number four. Real simple question. All right. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Oh, that's, yeah,
there you
that,
go.
That,
there
that,
you go.
Well,
right.
I mean, I'm not wearing tighties.
Yeah.
Same. Totally boxed.
Nah,
yeah,
boxer.
Forgot about the hybrid. You know.
Yeah, the hybrid's the best because, you know, you don't get sweaty, then it goes
don't
up.
Don't you wear
drinks.
Boxers, though?
I wear boxer briefs. They're like boxers. It's just.
We don't need proof. We'll take your word for it. Okay. I kind of switch between them too. Like some days I'll like boxer briefs because, you know, I don't know.
Or yeah,
you
just, I mean,
want
you
to be
just go,
and
you just
like,
go like none. You know?
Yeah, That kind of creeps me out, though. Some people that creeps me out.
Nah, jeans don't work with that.
Yeah, no. That is no one. If you're swimming, it's one thing.
But yeah. Maybe.
All right, so the last one is a very important question that I'm going to ask. So, and just need your honest answers, right? Megadeth or Metallica?
Metallica.
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 Oh, God, I don't like you guys anymore.
I mean, I see Megadeth.
Well, Megadeth too. Just
Megadeth was great.
But if you had to choose, wow,
Metallica.
Well, you cover Metallica, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's the first band my dad introduced me to. That's what I got. That's how I got into it.
I'm half and half. My dad and I fight on everything. That's one thing we fight on all the time. He loves Megadeth, and I mean, they're good. I'm not going to say they're not, but it's just not what I like.
On it,
Metallica.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even listen to that stuff most of the time.
I listen to Megadeth all the time, but I'd rather Metallica.
See, I grew up listening to both of them. Let's see, when I was growing up, all of a sudden the Black Album became big. I really started to get into it. And I was like, you know, it's a good album. But there was just something about, like, Megadeth that appealed to me. Maybe I felt bad for Mustaine. But as we go further down the line, I don't count anything after, like, the Black Album from Metallica.
Yeah.
You know, but Megadeth has put out so many good records beyond that, you know, after that one.
He's a very good guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh. They're both very talented.
He's got a killer lineup for this next record with Kiko. He's extremely talented. Of course, he's got Mark from Lamb of God and playing drums on that album. So that's a
little bit. I love Lamb of God. Yeah. Great vibe, too.
Yeah, we caught them, too. Did you just catch them recently?
Last time I saw them, I think it was when it was Mayhem Fest. I don't remember which one it was, though. It was 2020 or 2011.
I guess I just like Metallica more because Megadeth seems like it's a little bit more about Dave Mustaine.
Well, it is. It's Dave Mustaine. It's been his baby since day one. He created it just so he could fuck Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica's like the whole band, you know? Like,
and I'm still not sure if he completely succeeded in that.
Well, it depends. I would say in popularity, no. But I would say in integrity, yes. I think integrity he did.
True.
I think he has many, many, much better records than Metallica does. Because like I said, after Black, I think, I don't count it.
Yeah, the newer, as it got newer, kind of.
But like you listen to like, you know, 13 or Endgame by Megadeth, they're phenomenal records. And they beat the shit out of like anything after Black. So, but that's it. That's
of course you got Celestone in there.
Yes. But that was all the golden era of speed metal, when everything was good. You know, everyone that put everything out was really good. But now, you know, it's hit or miss with these older bands. All right, so, again, this is Annual Affair. I want to thank you guys for entering. Listen to us on Podbeam, the Patches Media, might be on Metal Zone, I know. But again, this is Cutthroat Metalcast. Thank you guys for coming and sticking out with us.
All right,
we appreciate this. And we're not sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey. Fuck you.